In this episode, we will be taking you to Mars. This is VHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Next.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Weezy, I heard.
Oh, we got
that. Oh.
Back home smoking legal.
Okay.
I got more slaps than the Beatles. Hey. Foreign shit running on diesel, dog. Playing with my name, that shit is lethal, dog.
I'm never this turned on a Sunday. Or I haven't been this turned on a Sunday in a minute.
Been a while, yeah. It's lit.
You brought it out. You brought it out of me.
You know, I'm in a building.
You know what, guys?
Shout out to Meek. His album is fire.
Yes, this album is fire.
Yeah, word.
So many. So, like, we just had to play this one, but, like, the entire album slaps.
Slaps.
So good.
So good.
Guys, this is VHL's Next. I'm your host, Raylan T. And today, like I said, I'll be taking you to Mars because we got Mars in the building.
Ooh.
Hey.
That's good.
Thanks so much for coming out. Now you have so much going on. Music-wise, we're going to get that into that in a minute. But, like, what's been going on with you? You've been working on this EP, right?
Yeah. I've been, like, writing every night, just putting all my ideas and all my focus into my project and just making sure it comes together right. You feel me?
Yeah. How long have you been working on it?
Shoot. This year, honestly. Early this year.
Wow.
And so just getting the singles together. I released Back in the City and then Lost Boy.
Yes, which we're going to get into. So, yes, let's talk about Back in the City,
hey,
this
back
track.
In the city. Back in the city.
How did you come up with this track?
Basically, I just am always traveling between New York and L.A. I'm bi-coastal.
Which one do you like better?
Chill. Nah. Home will always be home, you feel me?
Yeah.
But, like, L.A., you know, I make moves out here. I have a lot of fun, so I run out of things to do in New York because I'm from there. It's like, I did that already. I'm like, it's here. There's always something to do, something different. So,
what's different that you've done recently in L.A.?
Different recently? These interviews.
Really?
Yeah. This is different for
this
me.
This is different
here.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay, look.
I'm in L.A.
Get you out your comfort zone.
You know.
All right. Okay. And then, so, Lost Boy.
Yeah.
Lost Boy, you just released, like, Halloween, around Halloween time, right?
Yeah, actually, Halloween Day.
Yeah. That's crazy. What made you want to release that on Halloween?
Shoot, I just felt like I wanted to shoot a video for it, and I was thinking when the best time was to shoot the video. And then, like, just the concept and, like, the idea that I had for the video just made sense for me to release it on Halloween, you know?
Yeah, and we are going to play this video in a minute, but Lost Boy, so you're doing a lot of dancing in this music video.
Just a little bit.
You know? Have some dancing background experience because you were a Knicks City kid dancing.
Yeah.
What was that like growing up?
It was amazing. It was one of the best experiences of my life, actually, just dancing at Madison Square Garden in front of thousands of people. It's just like every time I go back, I'm like, yo, this is home. Like, this is where I'm meant to be. And I can't wait to take my music there, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
So being a Knicks City kid, did that spark you to want to be an entertainer?
Mm-hmm, definitely. It lit the fire in me for sure.
Who are some of your influences growing up?
Like growing up, like early on. Okay. So I'm like very inspired by like Michael Jackson,
of
Usher.
Course, yes.
I was always watching their like music videos and like tours and stuff like that. I was stuck to the TV. Definitely Missy Elliott, like her videos. I was like watching
love Missy Elliott videos.
Yeah, like the dancing and that. I was and like the kids and I was like, yo, I want to be that. I want to audition. I want to be in one of her videos. But and so now I'm older and I'm making my own dancing videos. But yeah, her and then along the lines was like Lil Bow Wow, Lil Romeo, and then 50 Cent came out and I was like, oh, I want to be a tough guy. And I was like, 50 Cent.
Isn't it crazy? I feel like back then, like how music goes, is like you wanted to be different, like versions of you. Like I wanted to be Britney Spears, and then I wanted to be Destiny's Child, and then I wanted to be like all these different like people.
It's crazy,
the way that music changes and evolves. So tell me a little bit about Lost Boy.
Lost Boy, shoot. I mean, Lost Boy. It was an idea that I had when I was going through like a tough time. And so I had wrote the idea down in my notes. So I put it in my notes because I like to just put things in my notes when I want to make songs about them. So when I was in the studio, the producer, my producer, Gio, he goes by GXO, shout outs to him. He played the beat, but he was playing a few beats. But like this one stuck out to me.
Spoke to you,
feel me? And so I just started like vibing, and then I just like looked at my notes and I was just like, yeah, like I could finally talk about like this, you know, topic, and this is like a great release for me. So I started writing, and once a lost boy, but I'm found now, it just started to come together, you feel me?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's basically about a time where I was in a lost place and, you know, struggling, going through a lot. And I felt like talking about it and putting the message out there for people that might be able to connect with it. Feel mm-hmm. me?
Did music help you get over that tough time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Writing
it down. Definitely talking about it. Even when I listen to it, I'm like, you know. Yeah, definitely a way for me to keep my light going and sharing my light as well, you feel me?
Yeah. So then tell me about what sparked the concept behind this music video before we get into it.
yeah, it's like thriller oriented, you feel me?
Which is perfect because you dropped it on Halloween.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I have like a lot of woos and like spooky kind of like ad-libs in there. It's like cool. And so, yeah, I just felt like doing a Halloween vibe. Thriller actually, yeah.
Well, guys,
and also Lost Boy. I don't know if you've seen what's that movie? Hook.
Oh yeah.
Hook. You mm-hmm, seen it? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like kind of like Lost Boy inspired,
like
as
Peter
well,
Pan.
Like the
yeah,
Lost Boys. Yeah.
yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we clashed those two themes and ideas together and came out with the video.
All right. So guys, let's get into it. This is Mars Lost Boy music video. Check it out.
Yeah.
Not to hesitate, only regulate, get the comma straight, new niggas bait, skip the conversate, in a better place, ain't no time to waste, lost then, but I'm here now, I'ma dominate, once a lost boy, but I'm found now, blessed to see a day, but I don't frown, moving everywhere just to get out, took the hard way, another route, once a lost boy, but I'm found now, blessed to see a day, but I don't frown. Moving everywhere just to get out. Took the hard way, another route. Count your blessings, learn your lessons. Fight the demons, angels protect us. Love yourself before you love someone else. When they don't see your value, then go fuck someone else. Grind, look up, where the time go? Had no clout, no promo. Where my shit dropped, they go-go's. I was living broke in potholes, huh? Never gave up on the grind, never did fine. Never was funny, wasting time. Never needed recognition, up a mission, see the vision. Definition of ambition, you should listen on a mission. Beast mode when the pressure rise. Not like them other guys. Lost boys, see it in my eyes. Can never tell I'm broke inside. The whip determines nothing when you a sucker person bluffing. Incognito moves, yeah, no, I'm always up to something. Once a lost boy, but I'm found now. Blessed to see a day, but I don't frown. Moving everywhere just to get out. Took the hard way, another route.
Did you choreograph this yourself?
No, actually, shout out to my choreographer, Charles, man, for actually coming through with this dope choreography.
Yeah.
He's really made it all come together. And shout out to everybody, all my dancers, and everybody that helped me shoot the music video as well. You feel me?
Yeah.
We made something special.
That's it. No, it looks great.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah,
Lost
cool.
Boy. So when's the next single I'm going to release from you?
I'm working on it. You know, I predict my project will be coming within the first quarter of the new year. So.
Okay.
Just working on it.
I know. What are you looking forward to in 2019?
Big moves.
Really, yeah. Big moves. Have you done any like live shows out here in LA? I know you say interviewing is something new for you out here, but what about like doing any live shows?
I have actually. I did a show. I performed at Ohm in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
It was
shout out to Ohm for taking my fake ID back when was trying to be grown, okay? Shout out to Ohm,
yeah. I performed there for this kind of like, it was like a birthday bash kind of like showcase. It's called Flex Extravaganza. Flex is like a choreographer in LA, mm-hmm. and yeah, so he does his thing, and then he usually throw like yearly, he has like dancers, like a dance showcase, and have artists perform and stuff like that. So he granted me the opportunity to perform, you feel me? So,
yeah. And I know that you did open up for like some people,
cool people,
some cool people. Mindless Behavior.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jacob Lattimore, mm-hmm. Diggy. What was that like? Yeah, number one, what was that like? Because like these are artists that have a lot of female following. Mm-hmm. You know, the females go crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
So what was that like opening up for them?
I also did a show for like Justine, and then I did like actually a high school tour out here with Eric Bellinger.
Oh, I love Eric Bellinger.
Artists that I'm cool
with.
So that just so every show usually has like, you know, a lot of girls and stuff like that. But those shows were crazy. Like just like seeing those like reactions and responses. Like there was one show in Dallas where like the fans knocked down the barricade.
Wait.
I got proof. I got video.
Wait.
It was when I opened up for Diggy. Yeah, they knocked down a barricade for me and whatnot, and they had to like stop my set and was like, "Listen, if y'all don't back up, we're gonna shut the show now."
Wow.
So I had to restart my whole performance. It was lit. I felt like a star. Like, after it, they were chasing me. It was like crazy. It was crazy.
Look. Dang. What a story to tell. Because you were like on the status of when I was young, I went to go see B2K and the girls.
It was probably like that. Like,
oh my gosh. People were getting like stepped on, trampled on. It was crazy. Dang. So you on big status. Okay. Check you out.
When I perform, you know, I do my thing.
Yo, thug this. So we have to see you live. Do you have any shows lined up for 2019, or we have to check that out soon? You have them, I know for sure, like posted on your Instagram, right?
Yeah,
so everybody can go see.
Yeah, I hit you up about it. Yeah, show, you know? Come through. You know, say,
all
put
right.
you on the guest list. You know
okay,
I mean?
I'm gonna be like, y'all cannot knock me over. I know y'all love Mars, but y'all cannot get crazy. Facts. Don't get too crazy.
Nah, yeah. Get crazy.
Guys, so, you know, Mars, you are my guest, but I'm going to need you to be my co-host as we dive into these hot topics.
I'm here for
okay?
it.
Okay?
Let's get it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if you know, Ariana Grande released this video, Thank You Next. It already has about, like, 78 million views, like, already.
Yeah, I heard some females talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. She puts all these movies together, you know, like the classic cult movies, Mean Girls, 13 Going on 30, Bring It On,
exactly,
Legally Blonde. So this is amazing. She also has like this Burn book, which, you know, is like popular in the Mean Girls movie. And she talks about Big Sean, Pete Davidson, anybody that she's dated is in this Burn book. And she said that Big Sean can still get it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Sinead.
I know, right?
Not gonna talk about
so much tea, so much tea, y'all. But guys, if you haven't seen this video, this is Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. We're gonna cut to the scene where it's like the one of the classic things of Mean Girls where they perform the Jingle Bell Rock at the holiday talent show. So let's take a look. The Queen Ariana Grande with Thank You Next. Ariana Grande is a little baddie.
She's definitely a baddie.
Ariana Grande is a little baddie. Speaking of Ariana Grande, are there any other like female musicians that you would like to collaborate with? Are we going to get any like features on this EP?
We'll see. Okay.
We're working on it. Okay. But any female artists that you would want to collaborate with?
In the future, yeah, definitely. Tinashe. just because, you know, she has a strong dance background too. Yes. And like, she's fire. So
her. Yeah, I think Tinashe is like really underrated. I really like all the songs that she like puts mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm, like definitely. Her club banger hits. Like yeah. to me, I really be feeling them in my soul.
Yeah.
She's popping. So we got Tinashe. Who else?
Shoot, actually, though, Dani Lay is actually pretty hot right now. That's the homie.
Yeah, and she can dance mm-hmm. her butt.
Yeah, she's
off.
Killing it. She's killing it. I mean, in the future, I would like to, you know, maybe Beyonce, but maybe that's too far fetched.
No,
but like,
you gotta put it out in the universe. You gotta project
Rihanna,
it.
Rihanna, yeah, I'm just going for it.
Yeah, you should. You should. mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely should do like a music video where like you and another female lead would like be dancing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about a female artist that dance. I'm like, what's up? I'm do something crazy.
Hey, hit him up, ladies. It's Mars. That guy, Mars. Okay, let him know. All right, so. I have this thing because, you know, it's December 2nd, so we just got into December. By the way, everybody, Mars's birthday is next Thursday. Or this Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. The 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So wish him happy birthday while you at it. But, so, you know, I love December because Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Same.
I see. I peep you. I peep it. Okay. So Christmas is my favorite holiday. So, you know, I love all the Christmas songs. I've been playing, honestly, Christmas music since... Like, after Thanksgiving, I was like, well, Thanksgiving's over. It's about that time. It's Christmas, basically. So I just have to ask you, you know what? And also, Engineer, can we play, like, a Christmas song? Can we play, what's your favorite Christmas song? Do you have one?
You know what?
What?
I was really addicted to that song, This Christmas, actually.
Which one?
Sang by Chris Brown.
Chris Brown? Okay, look.
That's my jam.
Engineer, let's do This Christmas, play by Chris Brown. And I'm going to ask you, there's three little battles I'm going to do. All right. And I'm going to put these two Christmas songs together. You have to tell me which Christmas song is your go-to. All
right.
All right?
That's light.
Ooh. This is like one of my favorite movies. This is like in the Christmas movie rotation.
This is the one right here. This movie's fire.
It's like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we're ready to get into this, guys. This is our Christmas song battle royale. And we're going to get into it. So the first one that I have. Okay, here we go. Okay, wait. We're putting up the music back. But while we do that, look, I got to ask you. Jingle Bell Rock or Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree? Jingle Bell Rock is what was in Mean Girls that there was like low-key dancing to. So you got Jingle Bell Rock or you got Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree? Both classics, you know.
Can I pick after?
After the yeah. You can pick after the music. So just think about that. That's a hard one.
It is hard. This depends on the vibe.
It's like the same. Yeah, it's like kind of like the same vibe, but not really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got a rocking around the Christmas tree, and then you got jingle bell rock.
I know. I think actually.
I think I sang Jingle Bell Rock in elementary school.
I think Jingle Bell Rock might be the one.
Bell Rock?
Yeah.
It is, though. It is. I think it's a classic.
Yeah.
That one's really timeless. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jingle Bell. All ready? All right, here we go. Let's play This Christmas and get into it. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay.
Oh, this is my song.
So, look, you got Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. This is you? This is for sure you?
I really like this one, yeah.
You do?
Babe, let's just see.
She's like the queen of Christmas, though. Mm-hmm. This is an original Christmas song, one. And it's everybody's favorite. But let's be honest, like, would you ever feel like that? Like, girl, all I want for Christmas is you.
I felt like that
like
before.
Nothing? Yeah, you don't want nothing? Just you?
Just her.
Wow.
But, you know.
Wow. That's love. That's love.
Yeah, of course. I felt like that before.
This is a classic. Go on, Mariah. But you have this one. You have All I Want for Christmas Is You, and then I'm going to throw this other one. You have Last Christmas by Wham. That's like a really good, like, play Last Christmas.
Oh, yeah, this is.
These are both like beautiful. Even though this one's kind of a heartbreak. This is like heartbreak, mm-hmm. and then the other one is like, I'm in love, mm-hmm. Christmas. You know?
I think I like the other one better.
All I Want for Christmas is you?
Yes, and Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey takes the cake, y'all.
She does.
Damn. Okay.
I love that one.
All right. And then finally, I'm going to ask you, okay, Silent Night or Have Yourself a Very Merry Christmas?
I would say Have Yourself. Silent Night is just too much.
Silent Night low-key be making me depressed.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like too mellow, depression.
But like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is like, you know, it's slow, but I feel it.
I feel like
Silent Night, I kind of feel like, might be a little dark Christmas.
You're making me like just want to get all in the Christmas spirit.
Yes,
right now.
You should. Christmas, like after this interview, go home, bake some cookies.
That's what I'm saying.
Decorate.
I will.
I've been having a tree at my office since Thanksgiving.
Ready.
It's a pink Christmas tree. I'm ready for Christmas. What is your like Christmas traditions for you? Do you go back home?
Yes.
New York?
I'm definitely home.
Have you ever spent Christmas out here?
Nope.
No.
Have I?
Christmas out here might be different for you because it's like weather isn't, it's no snow.
It would feel weird. I spent Thanksgiving out here and that was a little different.
Really?
Because it wasn't cold.
Cold. That's true.
I gotta be cold for the holidays.
Yeah,
I gotta
know.
Be home.
What you saw in the movie this Christmas, like there, it was like Christmas in LA. Christmas in LA is like sunny, might be a little crisp, but it's not gonna be like dumb cold.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Not the same.
You need the snow. You need the snow, or if it's not, or it's not
even. Not even. It doesn't even have to be a white Christmas. It just like, I just gotta be around family. I don't really have family out here, so that's what makes Christmas Christmas. You feel me? Being around family and the holiday vibes.
What do you and your family do?
Shit, just eat good. Open up presents.
Yeah. Do you bring in the new year in New York as well?
Yes.
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 You haven't brought in the new year in LA. How long have you been in LA for?
I've been here for like 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah, so it's kind of, I'm like.
And this year was your first year spending Thanksgiving out here?
Mm-mm. I actually didn't spend Thanksgiving out here this time around. But like.
You have before.
The last 2 years I did.
What did you... Dang, did your family come out here for Thanksgiving?
Nah, I was just with my mom. My mom's out here.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was with my mom and I was with, like, my producer. So, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. People. So, how does Mars bring in 2019?
How will I bring 2019? Let's see. I don't know. I might do something different. I might not even be in New York or LA, but probably New York. You know what? I've never watched the ball drop in Times Square.
Everybody who lives in New York or is from New York has always said this.
Never.
Why? Is that that's just the touristy thing to do? Is it too, like,
congested? I get there too late. There's been times where, like, I've attempted to, and I was, like, on the train, like, it sounded like 11:55. We gotta get to Times Square.
Really?
Never made it. And then even if I did get out the train with enough time to get there, it's barricaded. You can't get through the streets.
Like, how much in advance do you have to get to Times Square before the ball drops? Like, a day before?
Yeah, no. You have to be there early in the day or, like, just... You have to camp, basically. And it's cold. It's freezing around New Year's, you feel me? So I definitely would not want to be out there cold, using hand warmers, trying to stay warm, waiting for the ball drop. Nah, it's cool.
And, like... Is there, like, at least, like, alcohol or something that you can do in the meantime to pass the time?
I mean,
or do you have to stay in the same spot?
Yeah. You basically have to hold your spot.
Oh, no.
And then it's crowded. It's packed. You got to be around other people all day.
So Times Square is, like, always packed, though, right? So,
always.
Like, how packed is it compared to, like, you know, on a regular day versus
It's packed. Versus New Year's? Yeah, it's just flooded. It's like a sea of people. Feel me? You can't even.
But
really
that means
walk.
That like everywhere else should be like, you know, good, right? Just
kind of. I mean, it gets crazy because it's barricaded and the streets are blocked off. So that means like there's traffic. Everybody's trying to get as close as they can to Times Square to watch the ball drop. So it can be crazy.
Wow.
You should come.
Should I?
You should come.
I'm scared now. I'm like, oh wait, I don't know. Well,
no,
I don't know because
come.
Like I am not really good with cold. First of all, we talked about this earlier. You don't like the cold. How do you stay in New York?
I like the cold if I'm warm.
Okay.
Like I said.
That's like me. Like, I like the rain if I'm inside.
I don't like the rain at all.
I can only admire the rain from inside my home. I will not go out and, like, function.
Nah. Nah, yeah, but as long as I'm warm in the cold, then I'm like, bet, I could do this. I could be around. I could be outside. I could make moves. But, yeah.
Do people still party in the snow? Like, people still go out when it's snowing?
Definitely.
Yes?
I mean, snow the hustle stop? Never stops.
Because, you know, LA, like, if it rains, like, nobody wants to do anything. And the rain out here is very, like,
It was raining.
It's like sprinkling, and people are like, "Oh no, I can't." LA does not do rain. LA doesn't do rain, sprinkling, none of that.
I don't even have an umbrella at my crib in LA, like, because I don't expect it to rain. I'm like, I'll be out, it rains, and I'm outside, like, what am I gonna do?
Exactly. Oh my god. Okay, Mar, so we have to be looking out for you in 2019 and all the projects that you're gonna be dropping. So we got the EPs, hopefully some live performances. But I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Black Hollywood Live.
You have to let them know where they can follow you on social media so that they can keep up with all the, you know, Mar's news that's going on.
Of course. You guys can follow me, That Guy Mars with a Z, Instagram, Twitter, and also Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, all streaming services that you can find my music on. Hit me up, follow me, and let me know what you think.
Yes, please.
And shout out to Black Hollywood Live once again for having me.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah. Yes, follow all things Black Hollywood Live at VHL Online. I'm your girl, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And until next week, I will see you guys next time.
Know the vibes.
Bye.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire VHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at VHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.